Well, hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Well, William raged at Harry over Megxit. I won't sit next to my brother. The Express gets our attention with that headline. But first, a look at yet another royal book, this one called Kensington Palace, an intimate memoir from Queen Mary to Meghan Markle by Tom Quinn. Yahoo reports Quinn interviewed many former staffers from Kensington Palace, including some who worked at the royal residence when Prince Harry and Meghan Markle were living there together before their royal wedding. In an excerpt, one palace insider says, Kate is actually one of the nicest royals, and she hasn't let life in her extremely grand apartment at Kensington go to her head, or at least not too much. Uh-oh. Regular listeners can already sense where this is heading. Kate is nice to her staff in the main, and she was very warm towards Meghan when she arrived. According to the source, Meghan struggled with jealousy about her and Harry's position relative to that of Kate and her husband, Prince William, who is directly in line to inherit the throne. I think she has found that difficult to deal with, the insider continued, and although Harry loved their cottage in the grounds, Meghan was conscious that it was tiny in comparison to the vast apartment complex where Kate and William live. A second source chimed in, Kate was horrified when Meghan shouted at a member of Kate's staff that was definitely the beginning of discussions about leaving Kensington Palace. Like many people not used to dealing with servants, Meghan overdoes the imperiousness, so on one hand she wants to be like Diana, a people's princess, and on the other she wants people to stand to attention when she clicks her fingers. There are the more reactionary elements in the royal family who do look down on her, and she knows it. This makes her overreact sometimes. She doesn't have Kate's assured way of dealing with people. The Mail shares that the staff began nicknames such as Megane, the Duchess of Difficult, and even Die Too or Die Light. The book, due in May, also has tales of Diana, with insiders claiming that Diana tried to hide all the gossiper elements of her biography, but one longtime servant said, Her efforts were pointless. We just pretended nothing was amiss or we hadn't seen, though of course we always had. Everyone knew that was the problem with Kensington Palace. You couldn't hide anything from anyone, one of the drawbacks of having a large staff, and being a member of what in many ways was a nightmare family of dysfunctional people. By that, I mean the royal family. The staff were always seeing half-naked people running around the place. If it wasn't someone or other's lover, it was an elderly relative of the Queen's who'd locked him or herself out of their apartment while half in their pajamas and half out. Yet somehow, neither Margaret nor Diana learned the simple fact that however much you trusted your staff not to talk about you they would. We'll be right back. Now back to that headline where William was raging at Harry. Robert Lacey told Elle.com he didn't believe that the initial reports of a rift between William and Harry were true, but soon uncovered their volatile relationship. He said, Both are volatile and tend to fly off the handle. We saw the truth of that earlier this year in January at the Sandringham Showdown when the row exploded into the open. The Queen said, All right, let's have a meeting next Monday at 2 o'clock where we'll sit around the table and hash it out with all our advisors, private secretaries, the courtiers. But before that, we'll have a family lunch where the family can just sit together and talk. One prince said, Nope, not coming to that. I'm not sitting with my brother. And the prince who said that was William. Most people were shocked. This is not royal gossip. We saw William turning up late just in time for the 2 o'clock meeting, so there's no doubt at all that was his position then. Friends suggest he was so furious with Harry that he couldn't trust himself to sit at the same table as him. This is the depth at which the anger has gone. And sadly, Queen Elizabeth has cancelled all her garden parties in 2021. Sorry, John. Via People, the three parties traditionally take place at Buckingham Palace each May. She also holds one at Holyrood House in Edinburgh, Scotland, later in the year. According to the palace, with deadlines approaching for committing to the garden parties, it's not possible at the moment to plan how they would be feasible, taking into account current COVID-19 precautions. There you have it. Follow us on Spotify or subscribe wherever you get your shows. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.